Hi. Is anyone sitting here? No? Do you mind if I... Okay. Great. Thanks. Hey, we go to school together, right? Yeah. I didn't think you even knew who I was. I mean, I know I do cheer, but like, I think we all kind of end up looking identical in those uniforms. Sometimes I'm in practice and it's like, wait, am I looking in a mirror or... We have class together, don't we? Yeah. Calculus. What a bitch, huh? Well, maybe not for you. You're really smart. You're always answering questions, like, correctly, which isn't really my forte. I mean, I'm not a big math fan, but I have to keep my grades up to stay on the squad, so... do you like these kinds of movies? Well, I mean, you're here, so, like, stupid question, I guess. I don't normally go to the movies alone, but sometimes it's nice to be by yourself. I say, as I butt into your space. I'm just gonna go. I don't want to... Are you sure? Okay. As long as I'm not bothering you. Yeah, and my friends don't really like horror anyway. But you do, so that's cool. Yeah, I like to show up early to make sure I get a good seat, but there are a lot more people here than I expected. But it's not so bad, if it means I get to sit next to you. What? Oh, shit. David? No, we broke up. Well, like, okay, just between the two of us? We weren't even really dating. He just told everyone we were, and I thought, he's harmless. I don't want to embarrass him, you know? What's the worst that can happen? And it was fine for a while. But then he started telling everyone we fucked. And no, I'm not about that life. Like, I've never even been with a guy. I'm not about to do that with motherfucking David Klein. Oh. No, I'm not a, you know, a virgin. I've just never been with a guy. Is this too much? I feel like I'm oversharing. I don't mean to be forward or anything, but I thought... I mean, I don't want to assume, but like... Weren't you dating... Oh. So she's just your friend. Oh, okay. So you aren't... Oh, you are. Cool. Okay. Yeah, I am. I mean, my friends know. My family kinda knows. We don't really talk about it. They're all right. I don't really talk about it at school. It just doesn't seem like a thing people need to know, I guess. But I'm glad. That I could talk to you about it. Yeah. It's nice to be open about these kind of things. I mean, not that it's the Dark Ages or anything, but still, you know, some people are weird. I think it's another, 7 more minutes till the previews start. I hate waiting. So impatient. Really? Same. I don't mind waiting so much if it's with you. I just... Look. Fuck it. At the risk of making this super awkward, do you want to go do something afterwards? After the movie, I mean. Like, something? Well, it doesn't have to be a date if you don't want it to be. I mean, okay, before you say anything, crush my dreams, whatever, it's totally okay if you don't want to. I think you're hot. Really fucking hot. Oh God. I can't believe I just said that out loud. But like, I've had a crush on you for way too long. Longer than I'm comfortable discussing. Yes, really? Have you seen you? How your nose scrunches up when you laugh, or in the way you play with your hair when you're concentrating on something. I'm not a stalker, I swear. It's not like I'm hiding in lockers and spying on you or something, but you just... How can I not notice you? You're fucking gorgeous. You light up any room you're in. I've just been too nervous to say anything. I wasn't even sure if you liked girls, and I don't really know your type. Or if I'm, you know, your type. Oh, God, I'm butchering this, aren't I? Fuck. It's just, I was so not prepared for this. I didn't even think you knew who I was. I mean, do you remember Jim last year? I'm not about to say I was creeping on you when you were changing or anything like that. Not that I'll admit to, but that's when I first noticed you. Is this too weird? Am I ruining things? I'll stop if you tell me to stop. Okay, as long as you're sure. God. How are you so amazing that you'll deal with me being a total weirdo? It's just... You cover up a lot. And, you know, your clothes. But we were in gym, and I saw you in your less covered than usual. And I don't know. I just saw you in a whole different light, I guess. It's not a sex thing. It's a... Fuck. I'm mad at this. I just saw you as a girl and not just a classmate I barely knew. We were doing volleyball and you were sweaty and miserable and so damn cute. And I guess I've just been harboring this thing since then. Now that I've shown you what a freak I am, you can reject me now if you want. I promise I'll find another seat and go into witness protection. Really? You will. You do. Wow. Wow. Okay. Wow. Yeah. No, that's great. I can't believe that worked. If I knew your standards were so low, I would have asked you out months ago. Oh. Shit. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't even get that far. I didn't think I'd have the balls to actually ask. And I never would have thought you'd say yes. We could do dinner. I did get this, like, $12 tub of popcorn, and that's kind of dinner-ish. Or, I don't know, mini golf? Bowling? Netflix and chill? Oh my god. I'm sorry, bad joke. I can't believe you said yes. Oh shit. The lights. I think the previews are starting. Hey, do you want to share my popcorn? Okay, cool. Here. Do you mind if I... hold your hand at the scary parts.